69 215 110. I'm going down highway 110 in my big old pickup truck. I'm going down highway 110 in my big old pickup truck. I'm going down highway 110 listening to a podcast in my big old pickup truck.
Hey, it's Steifer, and welcome to another episode of the 110 Podcast, a podcast where I talk about one song in 10 minutes. This week, I'm featuring Please Stop Making Me Cry by Low Ceilings. And I found this band a couple months ago. You might have heard me mention them on episode 156. I was just waiting because I didn't want to just have another Connecticut band. This artist was on a flyer with Audio Jane and Gingerbug, 110 podcast favorites, by the way. And this quickly became like a favorite. I was obsessed. I was overwhelmed. I couldn't think of a song that I wanted to use. Like, I was having like a lot of trouble. It's not a bad problem to have, but I was, yeah, struggling to pick a song. So I kind of just like, I was like, well, I'm going to wait because I can't just have another Connecticut band. Oh my God, I'm so jealous. Like, this is what I want my music to sound like, you guys. I'm just not smart enough or talented enough. I can't work with people. Anyways, just know that I loved it so much. It's just right up my alley. It's funny. It has that dark, sarcastic humor that I love. And I'll mention some other bands that it reminded me of, like, after we listen to it. But anyways, here is a clip of Please Stop Making Me Cry. Then we have a clip from Ben. Yay, we finally got a clip from an artist. It's been a while. So thank you for sending a clip. I always appreciate clips. It just gives me a little bit more background on the song. Yeah, I appreciate it. So anyways, let's take a listen.
You've been acting so strange. I think that this might be it. You've got a Facebook page, but you won't let me see it. I try to show how much I care, but you want nothing to do with me, and it's hard to see you over there, acting like I've got a weird disease. So please stop wrong. I don't even like any boy genius songs, like a fuse that's incredibly long. Please stop doing me wrong. All I wanna do is hang out with you tonight, but you tell me that my hair looks bad and I don't smell right. Maybe if you thought I was more pretty, you turn around and talk to me tonight. So please stop making me cry. I'm working so hard and you won't even try. It's like a toothpick stuck in my eye. Please stop making me cry.
What's up? This is Ben from the band Low Ceilings, and I wanted to talk very quickly about the song Please Stop Making Me Cry, which is from the most recent Low Ceilings album, Power Walker. This tune is basically an experiment with the breakup song as a vehicle for jokes. It answers the question, what does a breakup song sound like when it's written by someone who's never been through a breakup? And so, like, obviously this narrator has no idea what any of the emotions of a breakup actually feel like, because it's this very dramatic, like, sappy kind of, like, trope of a breakup song. You know, like, what did I do to you? Lose your love? I know you don't love me anymore. It hurts me to be with you because I know you don't care about me, kind of thing. but all the images are very ridiculous and silly and cartoonish. So it's like, it's very evident that this person is like either super overselling it or just has no idea what it's like to be broken up with. And I find that to be kind of funny, and I enjoyed like experimenting with this concept and basically goofing around over this kind of like classic kind of musical form of the breakup ballad. I did reference Boy Genius once. I made a little jab, hopefully a lighthearted jab, and I hope the Boy Genius fans don't come for me. Anyway, this is Ben from Low Ceilings, and we are a Connecticut-based indie rock band, and you can check us out more at Low Ceilings Music on all of the socials, lowceilingsmusic.com, and Low Space Ceilings on your streaming platform of choice. That's at Low Ceilings Music for Instagram, TikTok, and the rest. So thank you very much for letting me chat a little bit about the song, and appreciate you listening.
So I'm just going to get this out of the way. The Boy Genius reference kind of went over my head. I had to ask Rod who Boy Genius was, and he's like, you know, Phoebe Bridgers. And I was like, oh, there are two people that I know that are Phoebe Bridgers fans, and they are so fucking annoying that they totally turned me off to anything done by her. So I just don't even bother. So now that that's out of the way, did you love this song? I feel like, oh man, you just have to hone in on these lyrics, like any song you listen to. Like, it was just like so many layers and funny. And like for this specific like song, I loved the Facebook line, and I loved the toothpick line, and I loved the melody, and I loved how it changed, which is a part of like, yeah, the jealousy part. Then it's like, yeah, I only know four chords. Anyways, this reminded me of the Bicycats episode 28 at very, very early on. 110 podcast favorite. And also Brooke Bowker 155, fairly recent, both 110 podcast favorites. I considered them novelty like songs because they were funny, and they just had these layers, and then you knew there was a deeper meaning, and there was that sarcasm there, and I just freaking loved it. And you guys should all like, you're nowhere near each other, I don't think. Well, actually, Brooke and Bicycats are. You guys should connect somehow, some way. I'm just putting that out into the universe because that's what I always do. Anyways, I mentioned on the Audio Jane episode that I would totally fly out to Connecticut to see these three bands, or see Low Ceilings, Audio Jane, and Gingerbug. But I don't think there's a connecting flight to where these bands are, because after like doing more research, I was like, damn, I was like, there's no direct flights, and I don't do well on planes as it is. So I think that like killed that dream of actually, like, if there was a direct flight, I'd totally do it. But so I don't think I'll ever see these guys. I'm sad now. But anyways, go check out Low Ceilings. Go check out their 6 albums. Pace yourself, okay? And as Ben said, you can follow them on Instagram. It's at Low Ceilings Music. That's Ceilings. I think like the S kind of cuts off when I'm talking. But yeah, it's plural. There's an S in there. You can follow me at DeeferMusic, DeeFur Music on Instagram. Please Stop Making Me Cry will be added to the Expand Your Playlist /110 podcast playlist, where you can find most of the songs that I've ever featured on this podcast. I am doing another comedy set at Horseplay Comedy at the Angry Horse in a couple weeks, December 4th, first Thursday of the month. You guys know I'm always promoting it. I'm actually doing 2 Christmas songs as of now. One of the the hosts reached out, and it's in the works, you guys. We wrote a Christmas song, and then I'm going to sing my old ass Christmas song that's like half done or whatever. I don't care. Whatever. They're really lowbrow and they're stupid. But if you guys are local, come check out your local comedians, support your local comedians and your local brewery. If you'd like to support this show, tell a friend or rate this podcast on whatever you listen to it on. And if you're feeling really generous, you can buy my single Ode to Copy and Bailey on Bandcamp. Bandcamp Friday is coming up December 5th, the last Bandcamp of the month. every time you purchase something on a Bandcamp, like Friday, the artist gets everything. So if you pay 69 cents to for my song, I will get that full 69 cents and they won't take like 30% or whatever it is. Someone actually paid $5. It was Steven. He paid $5, but it wasn't on Bandcamp Friday, so I only got like three something. But I appreciate it, and I got a coffee at my local coffee shop, not at Starbucks. Anyways, thanks for listening. I hope you listen next time to check out a small artist or band. Say hi to your dog for me. Bye.